that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, and to Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, for there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. But the angel said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, and this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe lying in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes." And suddenly there's with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And when the angels had gone from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go even unto Bethlehem, to see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Luke 2, verses 1 through 16.
Day, my inn is full. Yes, it's good. It's your, look at all the guests, my goodness. Oh, let's see. Hey, have you seen my wife, Rachel? No? Good, I'm hiding from her. I'm in big trouble. I did something today. Well, she told me to, but, you know, sometimes they don't mean for you to do this. Okay, never mind. Okay. Ah, have you tried the food? Is the food good? Let me ask you, does your wife's meatloaf glow in the dark? Mine does. Yeah, yes. Sir, I think you have the brown camel with the white socks. Your lights are on. Go blow out your candles. Of course, you could join the CCC Triple Club. It's a camel, chariot, and, you know, cart. They have free jump starts for camels. Little alcohol. A tipsy camel is a sight to behold. Oh, so many people, so little room, so much food, so much room. Okay, well, it's getting late now. Time to greet the guests. Okay, my eyes harder than yesterday. Need to do more toe touching. Can't see my feet. Okay. Hello, welcome, welcome all of you to the Travelers Inn. We are so happy to have you staying with us today. We know you are weary and tired from your long journeys, and we apologize for the overcrowded conditions. If there's anything we can do to make your stay here in Bethlehem more comfortable, please do not hesitate to ask my wife or myself. Now, when you are shown to your rooms, you are given a schedule of events that tells you of the things we have planned for you while you stay with us. Please feel free to participate in any or all the activities. Ah, I see that one of our guests knows how to play an instrument. Let's sing with her a little song about our town called "Oh Little Town of Bethlehem." Ready? Sing with me. "Oh little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and peaceful sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light
Above all fears of all the years, our best indeed tonight. Oh, holy, oh my, it's bedtime, my favorite time of the day. I'm tired, I must go to bed now. Good night, my guests. Shalom, bless you. Sleep well. I think I'm locked out. Oh, there we go, there we go.
Where can Lily be? I sent for her an hour ago. What in the world could be taking so long? I've got tips on the hottest story ever, and my star reporter nowhere to be found. Probably out with those rabble friends of hers who call themselves zealots, looking for the conquering Messiah to free us from this bondage. She says that one more time.
What's up, Chief? This better be good.
Lily, thank goodness you're here. I really need your help. I have got the hottest...
Chief, couldn't this have waited until daylight? It's 2 o'clock in the morning, for crying out loud. What can be so fired important at 2 o'clock in the morning?
What is so fired important? I'll tell you what's so all fired important. We have papers to sell, Lily. And sold papers means money. Money. All right, come here. Look out there. What do you see?
A bunch of hot, dirty, tired travelers?
No, Lily. Money. Yeah, that old Caesar Augustus brought a lot of people to our doorstep for this enrollment and taxation of his. But people bring money. Money buys papers. And what sells papers? Stories. And not just any story. Spectacular front page whoppers that'll sell our paper over the Daily Herald down the street. And this is our front page spectacular to sell, sell, sell. The editor of the Herald is still asleep in his bed. That means we can get the scoop. I don't know what this all means, but I know you can do it. Have a look at it.
Lights? More lights. Singing? UFOs, maybe?
Maybe. Or maybe the announcement of something like, I don't know, the Messiah?
What? Messiah? There won't be lights and stars when the Messiah comes. Bloodshed, maybe, but not singing. The great prophet Micah has assured us that the Messiah will come out of Bethlehem for sure. But thou, Bethlehem, Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that shall be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. And when he does come, we will rise up with him as he leads us to glorious victory, to free us from this bondage. The Romans will surely know once and for all that the Messiah has come, but with the sword, not singing.
Lily, 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 I am not interested in your political views.
Chief, I've told you 1,000 times to call me Lenny. You know I prefer that.
But why? Lily is such a pretty name.
It's so girly. But it doesn't matter. No one takes me seriously as a reporter or anything else. I still say I should have been a man. Then I could actually make a difference. Be of real use when the Messiah comes.
Make a difference? Be of real use? Lily, such dissatisfaction in one so young is not good. You should come to realize you are made as you are for a reason. But as for making a difference when the Messiah comes, you know how I feel about your zealot tendencies. You really should be more careful about expressing your views so vehemently. After all, these days, even the walls have ears. But I am not interested in that. I am interested in selling papers, lots of papers. And if you don't get out there and get me that story before we go to press, you're going to be selling the paper instead of writing it. Now, I know it's springtime. Trees are blooming. Flowers are budding. Or maybe the other way around. Maybe you can just find a nice human interest story or something. Maybe a lamb was born tonight. Who knows? You're the reporter. Just get out there and get me that story.
But Chief, where do I start?
You saw it. All this activity took place on the east side of town. Go down to Traveler's Inn. I'm sure somebody down there heard or saw something. Just get going.
It sure is still out here. Sure doesn't seem like there's anything to get all excited about tonight. Right, I guess. No harm done. But you really should be more careful. Wait a minute. Lights? Stars? Singing? Did he say something about the Messiah? Hey, oh, what would a bunch of smelly old shepherds know about the Messiah anyways? Well, here it is. It sure is dark in there. But I'm sure the innkeeper is used to being roused at odd hours. Anyways, I have a story to get.
All right, I'm coming. Hold your donkeys. Goodness. Man. Just get to sleep and what is. I'm sorry, but we're full.
Excuse me, sir. I don't need a room. What I need is
you
for
don't need a room? So you're banging on my door in the middle of the night because you don't need a room? Don't you know that all Bethlehem is asleep? Now go away.
Excuse me, sir. Let me explain. I'm Lenny Ben Israel with the Bethlehem Scroll, and we have a report of something going on the east side of town tonight. Thought you might like to answer a few questions. Maybe even get your name, or better yet, your picture in the morning paper. On the front page, headline story, Traveler's Innkeeper Solves Mystery of Strange Lights. Good advertisement.
Wait 1 minute. I'm very sorry. I'm too hasty. I didn't exactly understand what it is that you wanted. Anything to help the local newspaper keep the public informed of the goings-on of the day. As I say, it's good to stay informed. But as for business, I would have to add on in order to have more business. We've been packed for days, people coming from near and far to pay tribute to Caesar. We're out of room. Come here, I'll show you. Look at my courtyard. We have them sleeping on benches, on chairs, even on the floor of the inn.
Yes, and he would have given our bed
to
someone.
Oh, no, she's awake.
If I hadn't stopped him. Though I almost gave in myself. The poor dears.
Help us.
And she being so young and coming so far on the back of that donkey. Oh, I do hope everything is all right with them in the stable.
Me too.
I probably should go check on them. But no news is good news, I always say. This is her first, you know. Oh, I do hope they get along all right.
Wait a minute. Donkey? Stable? First what?
Well, just about dark, this poor couple came up needing a place to stay for the night. Pitiful they were.
Here we go.
My husband went to the door. At first, I didn't even know another traveler was here. They had been traveling for days, and she was almost ready to deliver her firstborn. Oh, I don't know how she made it this far and on a donkey. Anyway, by the time they got here, she was pretty tired and miserable, and her pains had already begun.
So you sent them to the stable?
No, not exactly. The husband was very, very perturbed and nervous about finding a place for his wife for the night. He begged me. I could think of nothing. Then I thought about giving him our room. His poor wife, she looks so miserable.
Yes, so never explaining a thing, he says something to me about giving someone our room. I hit the ceiling.
There is a dent in the ceiling.
We have been packed out for days with scarcely any sleep for ourselves, and he wants to give up our room. If only he had told me how desperate the situation was.
Of course, I understand completely.
I told him that if someone needed a place that badly, they could just go sleep with the couch.
She said it.
I never dreamed he would actually send people to the stable. I mean, we had just cleaned it out and all. There was fresh straw and hay to make a comfortable enough bed, I suppose. But I didn't really think he would rent out the stable, especially to a poor couple about to have their first baby.
Oh, my. Please go on.
Anyway, later, when I asked him if he had sent the people away, then he tells me the whole story. I almost died.
Oh, bless you.
You poor thing. I would have been mortified.
I went down there immediately to have them come up and take our room, but I was too late. The husband, he's a carpenter, you know, and he had quickly fixed up a real nice little shelter for them in the back corner. He'd arranged the straw and covered it with a donkey blanket, made a real nice little bed for his wife. He'd even built
incredible.
A small fire. I felt so bad. Then, the strangest thing, she smiled ever so sweetly, even though she was in pain. Oh, the husband explained, they were grateful just to have what they had. I couldn't believe how nice they were when I had been so ugly. Well, I hurried down there immediately. I took them some water and towels and bread and figs. It was the least I could do. She was in no condition to move again. Oh, I do hope everything is all right.
No room, only a manger of hay. No room, he is a stranger today. No room, here in this world turned away. No room, no room. Hearts of mankind, no room, no cheery welcome could find. No room, surely the world is blind. No room. Angels in heaven of yonder, watched with amazement and wonder to see the Son of the Highest dreaming soul. No room, only a manger of hay. No room, he is a stranger today.
Now, dear, don't fret about it. I'm sure everything will be just fine. The man said he'd come and tell us if he needed anything. In fact, that's what I thought was doing all the banging at the door.
Exactly. And
second
just,
mistake.
Who are you anyway? Certainly you can gather by now that there is no room in the inn. You can just go bother someone else. What do you want?
Excuse me? Excuse us. Thank you. Dear, come with me. Listen, this is Benny, Eleni, from the Bethlehem School. She wants to do a feature story on the Traveler's Inn.
A feature story?
Yes.
In the middle of the night?
Yes.
Are you crazy?
Yes.
I'll give her a feature story. Innkeeper's wife, deck reporter.
Oh, she might hear you. My... Goodness, one moment. Okay, lady. We lived on this side of town all of our lives. We practically know everything that goes on this side of town. What exactly is it you want to know?
Well, around 1 o'clock this morning, we got word of strange lights in the sky over here on this side of town. There were reports that there were sounds, too, kind of like singing. What can you tell me about this?
Well, like my wife's been saying, we've been pecked for days and too busy to do anything, let alone do much stargazing, if you know what I mean. I don't know much about bright lights and singing, but I do know about plans for the expansion of my end for the next taxation. Let me show you. Come here. See, on this side, east wing, I'm going to build a big wall.
Really, dear, Lenny is not
maybe
interested
not.
In your expansion plans.
Maybe not.
Really, miss, I can't imagine what you are talking about. But I'm sure that if there is anyone that could tell you about lights in the sky or whatever you said, it would be that poor couple in the stable. I'm sure they have not had any sleep tonight, even if they weren't having a baby. I question how much sleep anyone could get in a stable with a bunch of animals. I'd go down there myself, but I'm not dressed for it. Now, mind you, if you do go down there, don't you make a pest of yourself. They are such nice folks. But if anyone could answer your questions, I suppose they could. Now, good night.
Yes, good night. Thank you so much for coming. To
Jacob!
Yes, my sweet kumquat. I'm coming. Good night and shalom.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Innkeeper, you may have been more help than you think. A human interest story, huh, Chief? How about this? Impact. Stable becomes nursery. Or how about this? More than a lamb in this stable. Yes, sir, Chief, we may just have something here.
We have been in nearly every stable and barnyard in the area. Surely we couldn't have missed God's promised Messiah.
I'm so tired. We've been searching for hours. I say we go home and get some sleep and try this again in daylight when we can think clearly.
Martha, we can't. Something inside won't let me quit. Not now. Each step we take gets us that much closer. The angel said we would find him, and we shall.
Gershom is right. We have God's promise given to us by his angel. We waited hundreds of years for the Messiah to come. The great Jehovah has graciously allowed us to know that the promise of ages is at hand. It is not time to give up.
Right. Let's press on to see the manifestation with our very own eyes.
I know of another stable down this street. Come, let's keep going.
Who's there?
Excuse me, sir. I didn't mean to disturb you. I was told you might still be awake. You see, sir, I'm Lenny Ben Israel, and I'm a reporter for the Bethlehem Daily Scroll. I would like to ask you a few questions about the things that have happened here tonight, if you don't mind.
No, we don't mind. And you're right. We haven't slept. Come over here. You see, my wife just gave birth to her firstborn tonight, a little man.
My, the innkeeper's wife said you were ready to deliver. She felt awfully bad about not having a place for you in the inn. It's a shame you had to have your baby in a dark and dirty stable. And to lay your baby in a manger? And what's that he's wrapped in?
Oh, we made a swaddling cloth out of the oxen's yoke rag. It sounds really bad, doesn't it? But it was all we could find. It looked like it had hardly been used, so it's all right. I shook it out real well and got all the hair and dirt out of it.
Well, I don't know that I would be so calm and content to have my firstborn, a son at that, born in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes made from an oxen's yoke rag, and lying in a manger.
Oh, it's just fine. God has everything perfectly under control. Who are we to question his plan? You look really skeptical, my friend. Come, sit down. Let us tell you about this little bundle. My name is Joseph. This is my wife, Mary. We come from Nazareth. Not too very long ago, we were engaged to be married. Everything was going along real fine until one day Mary came to me and she told me something that greatly concerned me. She told me that, well, I really shouldn't get ahead of myself. Mary, why don't you tell Miss Ben Israel what happened?
Well, I remember when Joseph asked my father for permission to marry me. My father was adamant that whoever married me must be honorable and be able to protect for me and care for me. Joseph met all of these requirements and many more. I was so pleased to be his wife and vowed to do everything in my strength to love him and never give him cause to be ashamed of me. One day, I was all alone in my father's house. I was preparing things for our wedding day when...
Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Fear not, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end.
How can this be, seeing I know not a man?
The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Behold, thy cousin Elizabeth hath also conceived a child in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who is called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible.
Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word.
That sounds like something the prophet Isaiah once said.
Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive, and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
I was a bundle of thoughts and anxieties too. God had chosen me. It still makes me weak every time I think that God chose me to bear his son. Who was I? I was just a mere village girl, nothing special. And to think that I had nothing to do with it. I never did anything worthy of having his seed in me.
Wow, that had to be a lot to take in.
I knew I had received a visitation from God, and I didn't doubt his word. But I had to get away for a while and sort out what and how to tell Joseph. I didn't know how he would take news like this. He was so kind and gentle and always knew how to do the right thing. But this was really different. How do you handle this?
So how did you tell him?
Well, I didn't right away, that is. I went to visit my cousin Elizabeth many miles away in the city of Judah. Elizabeth told me how her husband Zacharias had been visited by an angel also. The angel told him that Elizabeth would bear a son in her old age and that they were to call his name John. Poor Zacharias was overwhelmed and found it difficult to believe the whole thing. So the angel struck him dumb until the day the child was dedicated to the Lord. He then could speak and prophesied over the baby, calling him the prophet of the highest, and that he should go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways.
Oh no, could it be? Is this what Isaiah meant when he prophesied?
The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God.
When I returned to Nazareth about 3 months later, I went straight to Joseph and told him about my visitation, and he was truly in shock.
Well, like Mary said, I really was in shock. I'm sure you can understand my concern. I loved Mary, and she loved me. For 742 years, ever since the prophet Isaiah spoke the promise, everyone has wondered who will be the virgin that is God's chosen vessel. But you never really expect it to happen to the one you're going to marry. Our local rabbi is also a very good friend of mine. He came over to see me one evening. He was concerned that perhaps I was ill. I hadn't slept much, and I guess it showed. I couldn't hold it in anymore. So I told him Mary's entire story. So you see, Rabbi, this is why I haven't been sleeping well lately. First, I think of one thing to do, and then I think of something else. I just don't know.
So, Joseph, my friend, what are you going to do? Do you believe Mary?
Believe her? Of course I believe her. At least, I want to. I have no reason not to believe her, and I know she wouldn't lie to me. I just don't understand what part, if any, I may have in all of this.
So what will you do, Joseph?
Well, talking about it has helped. I've decided to do the only thing that I can do to save what honor Mary may have. I will make arrangements to send her away, put her away privately, and see to it that she lacks for nothing. But I cannot bear to see her shamed by staying here.
Joseph, I won't pretend to understand any of this, but I see you've thought this through very carefully. You are a good man. If I can help in any way, let me know. Shalom.
Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
Oh my. Well, I cannot even begin to explain to you the peace and the sense of nothingness that came over me. Peace, because now I knew and was convinced, just as Mary was, that this was of God. I didn't believe it because she did or because I wanted to. I believed it because God had spoken it directly into my heart by his angel. God cannot lie. What he has promised, that will he do. The sense of nothingness because who am I? Why would God choose me to care for his son? I still cannot explain it, but I believe it. Why me? I'm just a simple man of trade.
Why him with all the rulers in the world?
Why here inside this stable filled with hay?
Why me? I'm just an ordinary girl.
Now I'm not one to second guess what angels have to say. But this is such a strange way to save the world. To think of how it could have been if Jesus had come as he deserved.
there would have been no Bethlehem, no lowly shepherds at his birth.
But Joseph knew the reason love had to reach so far. And as he held the Savior in his arms, he must have thought,
why me? I'm just a simple man of trade.
Why him with all the rulers in?
Why here, inside this stable filled with hay?
Why me, I'm just an ordinary girl.
Now I'm not one to second guess what angels have to say. Strange way to save the world. Just imagine, here we are in the city of David where all his descendants have gathered together for the enrollments. And the great Jehovah has chosen Mary and myself to fulfill his word.
Descendants of David. Jeremiah spoke of the descendants of David.
Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth.
It's as though these prophecies are coming alive. We understand
why you would feel confused. This isn't the type of thing that most people can't accept.
Yes, we didn't mean to disturb you, but you did ask us about the events of this evening, and we have told you. Believe me, I can imagine how you must feel. It really is wonderful and exciting, yet mystifying and humbling to think that God would choose us and we feel so inadequate of ourselves.
Yes, I think I'm beginning to understand. I don't know what to say. Please forgive me for disturbing you. I think I should be leaving now.
Well, good night, my friend. Shalom.
Shalom. What does all this mean? How can this be? It's not supposed to be this way.
How Jesus, my Savior, died.
I just don't get it. We've been all over this town, and we still haven't found him. Ruth, you don't think we dreamed this up, do you?
No, Martha. We wouldn't all dream the same dream at the same time. Some of us were asleep all right, but we woke up right quick when that bright light struck us. I'll never forget the fear that came over me when the angel appeared, but I'll also never forget the peace and calm that flooded me when he said, "Fear not."
Yes, but it was the singing that thrilled me so. Imagine that heaven is full of those sounds, and to think that we were privileged to see and to hear it all.
But friends, we cannot stop. We must keep searching until we find the Messiah wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. The angel's words were very clear, and I'm sure we will find it just as he said.
Excuse me, what are you talking about? What are you looking for? What did you see? What did you hear? Lights, stars, angels, baby, Messiah? What do all of you know about this?
What do we know about all of this? We have God's promise given to us by his angel that we shall find the Messiah tonight. But no one will listen to us. They're either too busy, too tired, or too concerned about their own problems to listen to God's promise and find it with us, especially at this hour of the morning.
Well, I'll listen. Tell me about it. Whoa, wait a minute. I can only listen to one of you at a time. Sit down here, and one or two of you start from the beginning.
Tonight started out just like any other night. We were tending our flocks out on the hillside. We had all eaten. We sat around the fire, just like always, and discussed the prophets and the coming of the Messiah. That's one of our favorite topics.
Yes, yes, it is.
What a time we have dreaming about the coming of our Savior and remembering what God has promised to us through his prophets of old. We just enjoy talking about his goodness to us.
Yes, well, it was getting late. And the first watcher was checking the fire. Many of us are already going to sleep. I was just about to.
Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day, in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.
The great prophet Isaiah spoke of this also.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
The scriptures are coming alive right before my very eyes.
So when the angels were all gone, we just sat there and looked at each other.
Finally, I said, let us go into Bethlehem and see this thing, which the Lord has made known unto us.
Yes, just think. God chose us. Why us? We're just poor shepherds, no important. But God chose us to behold his salvation, the very Messiah. I just can't get over it.
Well, we haven't found him yet. If we're going to find him, we'd better retrace our steps to see if we missed something. Could be anything.
I just can't sort all of this out. My mind is telling me one thing, but my heart is telling me something else. Could I have been wrong all this time about how the Messiah would come? I must have been. But how could I have been? I really believed this with everything that was in me. Oh, praise God! He has shown me that I was wrong, and he has kept his promise in spite of me, actually because of his plan for me. Oh, my! The promise! The shepherds! Right next to it! Oh, great Jehovah, forgive me for not recognizing you sooner. Hey, shepherds! Wait a minute! Come back! I found him! I mean, you found him! He's right here! He's been here the whole time! Hurry!
What do you mean? You know where the baby Messiah is? Well, why didn't you tell us? Come on, what's wrong with you? Where is he?
I didn't know it myself until just now. It's been right here in the backyard of the inn all this time, and they've slept right through it. Wow. Mary was chosen. Joseph was chosen. You all were chosen, and I was chosen. No one is insignificant with God.
Wait a minute. Who's Joseph? And who's Mary? Now I'm confused.
Come, I'll show you. Everything the angel told you is true. God doesn't lie. He keeps his promises. And his promise lies just inside this stable. Have you looked inside this one?
No, we thought we'd seen them all.
Come, let us adore him. The chief. Wow, do I have a story for him. Chief, chief! You wanted a story? Well, I have a story to end all stories. You won't believe what I have seen. I can hardly believe it myself.
Lenny?
No, Lily. You are right. I'm Lily.
Okay, what's all the ruckus about?
Ruckus? The story! Wait till you hear. Light. More light. Singing. Maybe the announcement of something like the Messiah? Chief, you're a genius! It was the announcement of the Messiah. Oh, no, not that Messiah. Yes, he has come to conquer and set us free, but not from the Romans. He's come to free us by changing us from the inside out. I've seen the Messiah, not the imaginary one I was hoping for, but the real Messiah. You wanted a story? Well, here it is. Joy to the world!
Joy to the world!
Yeah.
and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. And to we have one more person we need to recognize. So, Elizabeth, you come forward, please. Where are you at, Elizabeth? Upstairs. Probably upstairs. Here she comes. Here. Here you go. Yeah. I'm sure she's not happy with us, but that's all right. Thank you so much for doing all your work. Thank you so much. You're welcome. You're welcome. Lovely. Thank you. Very good.
Well, need I say, that was wonderful. Everybody did just a wonderful job, even in that snowy weather. Thank you for coming as well. And I was just thrilled. My dad was sitting over here crying just about through the whole thing. Everybody did a marvelous job. And Brother Mike, where are you at? Did you write that? Brother Mike, most of you may not, some of you may not know him because I see a few strangers. Brother Mike, why don't you stand? And Brother Mike wrote this entire play. Thank you, Brother Mike. God bless you. Wonderful. Mike was originally going to try to direct it as well. And, of course, he got very sick. And it's a miracle that he's actually with us. And so we thank God for preserving him for the body of Christ, for his family. And may we all go in the rapture together is our prayer. And we thank the Lord that he had some really good help on the sideline waiting, and that was Elizabeth, who is, if you didn't notice, great with child. And she can barely make it up the stairs. So we're very happy. And, of course, all the prop work, I know that had to be the whole Sapples. Is that correct? And then I think, did Brother Nate do the painting on the, is that Brother Nate's work? Whose work is that? Brother Nate's? Okay, kind of figured. So anyway, it was just altogether wonderful. I would like to see more of these, wouldn't you? Yeah. I just enjoyed them. Let's give the Lord a clap offering. Amen. Amen. Let's stand together. And we'll just close in a word of prayer. Be careful on the roads. Is it still snowing outside? Not too bad, but yeah, it's still coming down. So just be very careful on the roads. And thank you for coming when the weather was really, truly unpredictable. Father God, Lord, I thank you for that day in Bethlehem. My, to think that there were a few chosen ones that got to comprehend the very birth location, the whereabouts of the Messiah himself. And it would be shepherds in the field, of course. Lowly shepherds. And Lord, there, in our day, we can't help but understand or see or comprehend the parallel. To see you revisit this generation, the very same glorious light, the very same angel of the Lord, and to take and to bring us back to your original intent and purpose. And God, I pray for everyone here, young and old, that perhaps they've been raised in a good church all their life, but my prayer is that they meet Jesus, that they too are chosen to seek him, as Lily was looking all over the city for the explanation of the great light. God, may they too in this generation seek him for an explanation. Lord, there's one thing the world needs, and there's only one answer, and that is redemption. The world cries for redemption. Every government screams for reconciliation, for forgiveness, for mercy. Every individual heart here needs a Savior to save ourselves from ourselves. We need a Redeemer. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for that day on Calvary, that little boy grew up and he gave his life for us. And now that spirit of life lives in the believer today. And the work and life and the very same revelation of God is being perpetuated, being revealed, being unveiled today in your church. Now, we are that city, that little Bethlehem. We thank you, Father God, that Christ can be revealed in us. And I pray for every soul here, Lord, that if there is but one, Lord God, that has never called on you, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of all their sins, that they could do that today. God, that they would give their life entirely, that they would say, as it says in Romans 10, that if we believe in our heart and confess with our mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, that we can be saved. God, in this late hour, we thank you that there are the baptismal, the pool has been so active. Hearts, young and old, are making decisions to put you entirely and completely first. We thank you for that, Lord Jesus. And God, we love you. We commit our lives to you. And thank you for all the work, all the effort, all the memorization of lines, all the preparation over the months for this hour. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I would have to sing a song, but somebody, is anybody on the board where they can bring up a song? Is that possible? Okay, very good. Let's sing Joy to the Lord. We'll just sing that. Maybe you can put that up there. Joy to the World. Amen. We'll just sing that and we'll dismiss you with this song. Oh, joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods and plains repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. No more let sin and sorrows grow, nor thrones infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow, for pardon is found, for as the curse is found, for as the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and grace, the nations prove the glory of his righteousness and wonders of his love and wonders of his love and wonders of his love. Joy to the world, the King is. Let earth receive her King. God bless you. Shake somebody's hand. God bless.